Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
I mean, think about what that must feel like that anxiety pit in your stomach when you realize that you just got off a date or you just hooked up with your boss's ex.
And you can't do anything to take it back. I mean, you can't change it, history of what you just did. And so, yeah.
All sorts of angles probably to take it. Do you tell the boss? Do you let it go? Mm-hmm. Do you pretend it never happened? Hey, Jillian, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Oh, good.
Hi.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We're okay. You're on The Voice Disguiser. We can't recognize your voice.
Yeah. Thanks for pointing out the knot in the pit of my stomach.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, no.
Tell us the story. How did it happen?
So I went out. This is past Thursday night. So we went out with some girlfriends. We were just hanging out, drinking. I got a little tipsy. We were at this bar, and I met this guy. And so I was drinking a little bit, but I actually really did like him. And I know I did something kind of slutty, but I ended up going back to his place and hooking up with him.
Like all night. The way hooking up?
Yeah, let's define hooking up.
Sleeping with him.
Okay. But not really sleeping. Yeah, gotcha. The non-sleep sleep.
No cuddling.
Just so you know, I don't think that was slutty because you were buzzed. So that makes it not slutty, just for reference.
Sweet.
Chen's numbers just went down by dozens.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome. Good news.
All right. So you go to the bar, you get your buzz on pretty good, and you end up. Okay. Gotcha.
Right. So, but the thing is, I stayed over, and then I got up the next morning and we switched numbers. Like, it was. You know, we actually did like each other. So we had breakfast. I left.
Hey, as a courtesy move, when you're doing that early morning number switch, write down your name also. Just generally speaking, that's a good idea.
Okay, both of you.
Because if not, about 10:30 in the morning, you'll get a hang-up call, and that's him hearing the name on your voicemail. Just so you know.
True. all right, so continue on.
So the next day I'm at work. And I get this text from him, and it's like, hey, I had a really great time, hope to see you again soon. And then, like, right after that is the second text, and it says, so do you feel awkward at work today? And I wrote back, and I was like, no, work's cool, why? And then I didn't hear anything back from him until later that night, and he called me and to tell me what was going on, and I had absolutely no idea that this is my supervisor's ex-husband.
So he knew that you were his ex's employee?
Yeah, I feel like I missed something here.
Yeah, but first of all, it's not like I just have one supervisor. I have six supervisors.
But how did he know that you were an employee of one of those six supervisors?
Well, apparently he met me almost 3 years ago when he was still married at a company event.
And you didn't
remember him.
I don't remember him telling me that.
And he never brought it up when you guys were at the bar getting your buzz on.
Of course not.
Never said anything.
He was trying to go there.
Well played by him. Nicely done. Why complicate things with details that may take your mind off the goal at hand?
Wow.
Oh, that sucks.
It's good for him.
So were you upset with him? Were you ticked off?
I was stressed out I'm upset that he didn't tell me because I was in this position, but then, no pun intended, but then he also, I really like him. So,
wouldn't that make you?
I ended up going out with him again.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that, that's going to change things here a little bit.
Over the weekend, I went on again. I didn't go out with him. I went out with my friends. I wasn't going to go out with him, and then I ended up going over there again. I really like him. Like, we totally hit it off, and I mean, you know how hard it is to meet somebody.
When he told you that he had met you previously, was it a little bit like watching the end of the movie The Sixth Sense, where you're like, putting everything, did you remember that you met him before?
No.
You didn't. You still had no recollection.
No.
Have you asked him if, is it possible that you and he talked about your mutual friend on, what was it, Thursday night, the night of the original hookup, but because you were buzzed, you don't remember it? Or are you 1,000% certain it didn't come up? Not that it makes a difference.
That's one of those, it's a little fuzzy. But I'm 95% sure.
So what is the question that we're asking this morning? Do you tell the supervisor? Do you not tell the supervisor? I guess we need a little history here also of the supervisor and the ex. Were they married? How long have they been broken up?
They were married. They've been divorced for 2 years.
2 years.
Okay.
No need to tell.
So the question is, and what I'm asking is, I just want approval that I can, am I wrong? Can I still see him? And if I can't still see him, I mean, I need somebody to really tell me that I can't, that there's no way that's okay.
Well, is your boss over it? Is she moved on?
I have no idea. I don't talk to, I barely work with that supervisor, you know. I obviously don't talk to her about my personal life.
Does she have the ability to fire you?
Yeah, I mean, all supervisors have to.
But I mean, like.
Yeah, in our department.
Do you not talk to her enough that, like, would she be able to, on Wednesday, if for whatever reason, would she be able to call you in the office and go, I'm sorry, we have to let you go? Or would it be somebody else doing that? Because you're saying that she's a supervisor, but like.
I've worked there for years. I mean,
If she's not your immediate boss and she's just someone who's above you in the organization, I think you're free and clear.
Hey, Natasha. You know? Good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Go ahead.
I would just say that if, like he just said, if it's not one of her direct supervisors, it's probably not going to come up enough for her to worry about. On top of that, if it's been 2 years, I would say she's probably well over it. And if she didn't even know, there's no reason for her to be worried about it. What? I have more than one supervisor, too, and I'm not real close to any of them. But something like that, I would highly doubt that one of them could, even that would come up and just say, you're fired because of that. And if they did, the way that the laws are wrote, she could come back and, I mean, that would be the end of that.
At one point or another, though, if the relationship evolves into something more meaningful, at some point, you're going to have to say something because you're going to end up at an office party together or a Christmas party or something, and you'd want to give your supervisor the heads up that, look, I don't want you to be shocked.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's uncomfortable.
Tomorrow at the party when...
Yeah, bringing the ex-husband
I agree with the listeners. It just depends on the nature of the their work relationship. I mean, if it is truly one of many supervisors and it's the one supervisor she never sees, then what is the, you know, why would she have any obligation to say anything after 2 years? But if she is somebody that she has to deal with a lot... And the woman's going to find out some other way, and it makes it awkward for them. I don't know.
I think it all depends on the supervisor's state of mind with her divorce.
You just don't know, though, because your supervisor won't share that with you if you're an employee most of the time.
Right, but if she's, you know, if she's over it and she's moved on and maybe she's in another relationship, then I don't think she has anything to worry about.
Jillian, do you know if your supervisor is in a serious relationship with somebody else?
Not that I know of, but I really have no idea.
Okay. Justin, go ahead. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Oh, hey, I think she should have the other guy tell her supervisor, because he was the one in the relationship, you know?
So you say it's the ex's responsibility to say, to define what's going on.
Maybe. It depends on if they still talk or not. Yeah. I mean, they may not be in communication at all. If they are, that would be a great way to solve the problem.
404-741-Q100. Hey, Joe, go ahead.
I think that she needs to invite the supervisor over the next time he invites her over, and they need to have a bit of a reunion.
Oh, you're crazy.
You're so Jerry Springer.
That is, like, that is creating drama right there. Good morning, Patrick. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. I was just wondering if there was children involved.
How does it sway you either
good
way?
Question. I'm sorry?
How does it sway you either way? Like, let's say...
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to my stepchildren's parents to be my supervisor or vice versa. That would create a problem.
You're fast-forwarding this relationship.
If there's not children, then there's no history.
Well, I think, and also, if there's children, they're still in contact with each other.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If they don't have children, then they don't necessarily have a reason to be in contact.
Jillian, are there any children involved in this whole thing?
No kids.
I'd say they're fair game.
Yeah, most are calling up saying you don't have to say anything. I just do think that eventually you're going to have that talk before he walks into the office, or he's going to pick you up to have lunch one day or something like that. And wouldn't you rather her know before it's a shock and she finds out in front of the rest of the office?
But you have to remember, they just hooked up Thursday and they went on one other date.
Yeah,
we're talking about
yet.
Two nights.
Yeah, I wouldn't
so,
do it.
Yeah, telling her now would be way jumping the gun on
agreed.
That.
Agreed.
You know?
We haven't even gone on a date, a real date.
Yeah, you're just hooking up and you're drunk.
That's totally different. Last call. Good morning, Shandell. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, morning. I think that they should just keep it to themselves because they just hooked up. They're not in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when do you think is time for Jillian to pull the supervisor aside and go, okay?
If they decide to stand.
So if they decide to what?
To start dating.
Start dating. So once it gets exclusive, that's the time to bring the supervisor in on it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right, thanks. Jillian, most are calling up saying you don't owe the supervisor anything yet. You hooked up with the guy twice. Everything's so exciting now. Yeah, of course you like him so much. But who knows what's going to happen over the next couple of weeks.
I like him especially after 7 beers.
Just don't screw him over because then he may call the ex-wife and say something.
Handle it delicately, but you don't owe her anything just yet, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
The Burt Show.